What's up, everybody? Damn.
We're about to get struck by lightning.
Right. So, what's up? We're here today. We got a whole new... Well, actually, we have about 100% more people with us now. Unfortunately, my buddy Brad is not going to be joining us anymore. He has been outvoted 2-1 in a 3-person group.
Way to call everybody else out.
Yeah, he just... I don't know. He's got some things going on, just sitting high on his priorities list. That's okay. I mean, not everybody can take... It's a lot to ask of anybody. But I got my boy B here with us and Brandy.
Woo!
What up, Brandy?
Yeah, what's going on? All right, guys. How was your 4th of July?
Uneventful.
Eventful.
How was yours? Tell us about yours.
I was, interesting. We went, actually, it was really fun. It was a fun day. It was a full day of cornhole. Cornhole.
Are you care to elaborate on cornhole?
Drink.
Another news getting misconstrued.
We played cornhole. The board game.
The game.
Yeah. Went downtown. That's what I mean. Thanks. Went downtown. That was, I've never seen that many people downtown. That was.
Number 2 in the nation. 250,000 people in downtown Nashville.
What was one? New York?
New York, yeah.
That makes sense. I would have thought Los Angeles or would have been number 2.
I would think New York.
I said it would be number 2. Like, oh. Over Nashville for people.
I thought we were number 4.
We're pretty big now. We're pretty big now.
It is big. I don't know if I like it. I did it first. I think I'll like it more once everybody gets settled. And the infrastructure of Nashville,
I don't know if everyone will get settled.
Well, I think it'll get built to where it's at least manageable. Like, now it's just, like, busting at the seams. You can't go anywhere. If it's anywhere between 4 and 6 o'clock, don't try to go nowhere.
Dude, our T-Dot alerts went from, like, 12 people killed in the past year to, like, 112 people killed in the last year just from the population increase.
Shit, every year at the end, it always winds up being, like, 800 and something killed on the highway.
Well, you can't even go to Waffle House no more, clearly.
Mm. Oh, and get shot. I was like, why can't we go to Waffle House? anyways, so it's been a minute since we recorded last, so some of this is kind of old, some new. Depending on, just before we get to it, first, we've been laughing. I don't know if y'all have seen this viral video of this Permit Patty lady.
Might as well call her Petty Patty.
Much more, appropriate.
Yeah, I like that.
Petty Patty. This woman called the police on a 8-year-old little girl for selling water.
Okay.
I mean, she was selling it for $2 a bottle.
That's what she was really mad about.
This is robbery.
I can get out of the machine for $1.75.
You are not going to Disneyland today.
Yeah. I don't buy dumb.
Yeah, just crush little girl's dreams.
It never did say who bought her the 4 tickets, though. First time I saw the news feature on it, I thought it said that, like, where she worked bought the tickets. I don't know. If she had a job, that woman's fired.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which she should be. That's crazy.
The funniest part is her ducking behind the... Yeah. She's ducking behind the concrete, and then she's going to stand up all proud after she's caught. Like, yeah, for illegally selling water.
She said, uh-uh, the whole world's going to see you, boo.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
And Chris Brown got arrested again.
Aggravated assault, right?
It just said felony battery, so I don't know what that consists of. The story's so new, they don't really have any details on it.
I mean, can you blame them, though? Think of yourself as a, you know, I don't know, a celebrity, and you got some dude running up to you talking all that mess. I mean...
Happened.
I don't know, if you've got a guy running up to you...
I assumed that last time, too, but he...
Yeah, I assumed it was a woman, but...
Oh, I don't think it was a woman.
No, I feel it was a photographer of him and his performance.
Were you just going to beat around the bush and speculate?
Yes.
When it happened?
It was after a tour. Like, they were waiting outside the arena.
No, well, I understand that. But I don't know what you have to do to get a felony assault.
So, what'd you say he did? He hit a photographer?
A club hired a photographer to take pictures of him during his performance. and apparently he got pissed off about it and punched him, and that photographer had like the tiniest little cut on his lip and wanted to press charges against him.
But he probably did on a straw
him.
Earlier.
But how was it a felony?
I don't know how it's a felony. It said an overseas. It said an overseas warrant, whatever that means.
Doesn't make any sense.
I guess I'm
waiting for that name.
I mean, I'm pretty sure America doesn't really.
They're waiting on him to fuck up.
Next, why he's like, oh well, show goes on. They're gonna have 1,000 photographers ready to beat his ass out of the next arena.
Paparazzi gang.
Yeah.
Surely he'll be ready for it.
I don't know. You would think that he wouldn't. There's gotta be more to that. Didn't he go through a bunch of anger management? He's gone
surely
a lot.
To God.
Of course, you did say threw a brick through his mom's window.
His mom's windshield, yeah.
That's a little much.
Okay,
it's your mama.
Dude, it's got anger issues.
I'm sure he bought the car, though. So, I mean,
true. And he probably bought her another one.
Yeah. He's not the first time, though. I mean, he's got a lot of times where he's, like, gotten away with shit. Like, there's been at least 2 times that they found, like, one of his Ferraris mangled in a car wreck. And him not there, and
reported
then
stolen.
And then, no, and then he's like, "Oh, one of my friends borrowed it." And they're like, "Who?" And he's like, "I don't remember."
Sure. Why
did anybody borrow my Ferrari?
Did no one see Chris Brown running from the scene of a wrecked Ferrari? It's not like he ever did it like on River Road.
Right.
He's always,
cut.
Yeah.
He's That's always like in Justin the Bieber though. He's always into some shit, but always
get out of it.
Yeah.
Got money like that.
The same thing happened with him about wrecking a car.
Yeah, didn't he drive like a Lamborghini at like high speeds and then crash it?
Yeah.
Why can't none of y'all drive?
Touche.
Yeah, and where do they find a room in these big cities? Like they have to get going
just,
that fast. Even if it is a Ferrari, you could probably get going 0 to 100 between here and Lakeview, but still, like.
Without traffic?
Be like Dr. Dre and. And, what was the movie that they just said? He gets straight out of Compton. He just takes off. He's like, why are you always fucking with me? I don't know where he thought he was going to go. Just busted circles in the middle of Los Angeles. And a helicopter was on him like that. I've never once seen a helicopter be on somebody that fast.
True. I don't even see helicopters in Nashville, like, presumably.
Oh, I know they do. I've heard the stories tons about the helicopter looking for them. Although they're not, like, on you immediately, like, step out of the vehicle. They caught you speeding or nothing.
Right.
Nicki Minaj. Look this up while I'm we're bringing it up. Nicki Minaj attacked a writer on Instagram or Twitter.
Yeah.
It was a tweet, and then she didn't, respond publicly. She wrote the girl back. But it's what she says that is outrageous.
Like, ridiculous way.
She's losing her mind, and all the woman said was, did you get it? Did you find it?
I'm getting there.
Maybe I'm a little, like, out of the news a little bit, but I just heard about Oprah and Monique. Or Monica, what is it?
Monique. They're beefing.
She told
me about
that. What does that kind of beef even look like?
I know.
No, I know
Dude,
better books than you do.
If you watch the freaking BET Award, or the one that Jamie Foxx hosted, I died with him doing the impressions of them beefing.
What are they mad about? Or what started their issue? What's the issue?
I don't know. I'm going to look it
up. It has something to do with the... It has something to do with Tyler Perry and boycotting Netflix.
What?
I didn't see the whole thing. Yeah. She knew about it.
Take away a lot of one night stands. You get rid of Netflix.
No Netflix. Hulu.
No Netflix and chill. Hulu and
Whatever.
Chill?
Well, Hulu and chill.
Sling TV and chill?
I'm like, YouTube and chill? What's up?
Yeah, that's my favorite.
Yeah. Right.
I'm trying to find what she said.
Monique done said, I wasn't blackballed, I was whiteballed by some black dicks who had no balls. Thank you, Miss Oprah Winfrey. Y'all can suck my dick if I had one.
What? We need the backstory.
Also, I'm tired of women referring back to that. Like, y'all can suck my dick or these balls.
Well, what are we going to say?
I don't know. Come on,
you
with
can
your
suck
own
my slip. That doesn't sound okay. bad at all.
So, Monique states that Oprah called her up one day and said, I got a phone call from your brother, the brother that had molested her, I guess, and Gerald, and wants to know if he can come on the show. And before I agree to him coming on the show, I need to call you up to get your approval. That's what stemmed the beef. She'd like for Mo to appear on the show too, is what Oprah stated. So she's basically wanting to bring Monique and the person that like molested her on the show together. Just
well, that makes sense. I would be upset about that too.
Yeah, but it's also the same woman that brought that guy back on there and was like, and all five women that he cheated on his wife with.
Well, apparently, like, Monique.
Yeah.
Apparently, that's Monique halfway agreed to it, but then Oprah snuck it up on her by bringing it, although, you know, apparently Monique had a terrible relationship with her father and mother as well, and just snuck them into the show as well, without telling her.
What?
Did you just look this up, or are you well-versed on this beef?
I'm just looking up.
I don't think many people know much about the beef, but now, I mean, that...
Which one are we talking about here? Monique and
Oprah. Oprah, you nosy ass bitch.
Right. I think I know everything.
That is. That's nosy. That's not right.
Whatever. Ellen's the real Oprah.
Yeah. You have to agree. Brady loves Ellen.
Ellen?
I love Ellen.
Who doesn't love Ellen?
I love Ellen. I know.
Like Ellen, you're some asshole.
She don't get in your business like that.
No,
she keeps it
like,
funny and...
Yeah. What if Ellen found out you broke your leg? You'd have a new leg.
Damn, why should I even build her? My friend is your number one fan, and she just broke her leg. And she needs some help.
She's taking care of
her
little
sister.
Give
you a new leg and a case of whatever it was you were drinking when you fell.
Yeah.
I'm weak. God bless
her. Nicki Minaj, here it is. Okay, so the writer's name is...
Her name's...
No, it's...
That's a weird one.
It's Juana Thompson. I was making sure that that wasn't like a nickname. Maybe. It's Juana Thompson. And, she tweeted, she said, you know how dope it would be if Nicki put out mature content? No silly shit, just reflecting on past relationships, being a boss, hardships, etc. She's touching 40 soon, so a new direction is needed.
Is she really?
No.
No.
She's, okay.
Hold
like,
on,
oh,
we're getting
damn.
To that. Mm-hmm. You know, so, and she didn't say anything publicly, but Chun-Li wrote her back.
Chun-Li.
Yeah.
I just watched
Chun-Li
the mic.
Nicki Minaj wrote her back, and she said, when your ugly ass was 24, you were pushing 30. I'm 34. I'm touching 40. This is me and my Nicki Minaj.
Yeah, I got that.
And what does that have to do with my music? Eat a dick, you hating asshole. Got the nerve to have a Trini flag on your page? You must not have heard the pink print.
What?
Okay, before I continue.
I feel like she got a little mad.
I get so bad. Like, not everybody is going to know every artist or celebrity's material. They act like you should have Googled me already. Yeah. Like, you've never heard the pink print? Actually, I could probably name 10 people right now that have never heard the pink print.
I've never heard the pink print.
Yeah, you have.
There you go. I have?
No, I know you have. You've heard, if you've listened to the radio at all, you've heard.
I've never looked up the pink print.
Yeah, well, I didn't know any songs that are on that. That's an album, correct?
Yeah.
I'm assuming.
It says, you must not have heard the pink print, or Pills and Potions, Bed of Lies, Save Me, my recent feature with Alicia Keys, in case you didn't know.
name drop.
Yeah, and Tasha Cobbs. Who the fuck is Tasha Cobbs? Just say you jealous, I'm rich, famous, intelligent, pretty, and go. But wait, leave my balls. Tired of you sucking them. And then 7 minutes goes by, so I'm sure she went and...
So she tweeted this.
No, she's...
Oh, she's DMing the woman.
The woman tweeted this about wanting to hear something real from her, and all this comes back in her DM. So, like, 7 minutes goes by, and she's probably pissed because there's been no reply. And she said, I dropped my album almost 4 years ago. My bad, I'm 35.
So she got her own age wrong.
Yeah, my bad.
What?
I'm 35. So at 31, how about you get like me? Why don't you ask me to help you get rich? Been on top, and I ain't going nowhere. Ho. There's a lot of O's in that ho.
I love your Nikki voice. What?
Not even that far from it.
Oh, no.
That's hilarious.
She got
a little mad. I mean, you can't.
And then we'll get mad whenever Joe Budden's like, Nicki Minaj is on drugs.
Yeah.
I mean, she went and popped whatever it was that she does.
And then remembered her age.
And then come back and be like, shit.
Oh, damn. Somebody was like, hey, you're 35.
Yeah. Probably...
Oh, shit.
Bitch next to her. Girl. Yeah, girl. You 35.
Oh, shit. My bad.
Oh, yeah. Then she said, my bad. That's just stupid. That's
a little much. Yeah.
Somebody needs to take her
phone
from her.
You can't give everything attention like that.
Right.
Then you would always
I want to go post on there, like, I'm going to do something antagonizing and be like, Nicki Minaj's music shit. There's no telling what she'd probably come back like, you should die, sir. You not heard the pink print? Bed of Lies.
We're like, the pink print.
Remember the song with Alicia Keys?
Oh my gosh.
I want to know what drug she was on so I can get younger. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right?
The Fountain of Youth.
Just ask Cindy Crawford.
I don't know who this is below her. NJ, whoever this is, says, if it was any other rapper lashing out like this, y'all would rally behind her. Nicki finally speaking up for herself. She endured sexism, racism, and being discredited by hip-hop heads for many years. She has all the right to lash out. I'm just surprised it took this long. No, you don't. You have the right to lash out at critics in general, not at this one woman for saying that she... Whoa. So apparently this Wanna woman used to work for her. But still, she didn't say anything.
But still.
That didn't play much relevance to it. Unless there's some kind of undercover.
She got more mad that the bitch said she's touching 40. She said, were you touching 30 when you were 24?
That's what really pissed her off. I mean, like, that's what it was. It was the age.
I wish that girl would have come back quick and been like, you're 35, and people round up when they hit 5.
That's true. But I don't want to be, I mean...
I'm 28, I'm not saying I'm 30.
Until you're 30.
Until I was reminded like 2 days ago. I was like, dude, you'll be 30 next year.
I'll only be 25.
Well, I'll only be 82. That's funny. You ever seen a Brother Art, though?
Yeah.
He was like, I'm supposed to get out next week. Now I'll be 84 years old.
I'll only be 82. We refer to that movie too much.
Oh, I didn't show Brandy the video of Black China.
Oh, man.
Oh, well.
Let's just save her this.
Just know that if y'all hadn't seen Black China had a sex tape come out, it's been a minute since it came out. It was probably, I want to say like September or November of last year.
Can you really call it a sex tape?
No.
Not really.
Well, they released a whole one later. It's like 4 minutes instead of the 1.5.
Of her holding his dick in her mouth like
her,
a thermometer.
Like, savoring it.
Thermometer. It's almost like you just rested.
She just take it out and shake it back down.
That's what she did.
That's exactly what she did. But he's also in a odd position. Like,
it was just weird all the way around.
He's got like his knees on her shoulders. And he's like... Just looking at her. She's clearly struggling. Like,
but she's not trying. She's just like...
Mercedes like, put some effort into it.
Bitch, hurt yourself. You're on video. Yeah. Like, at least...
Act like this ain't gonna leave.
Yeah.
Not like
you knew what you was doing. I don't know why.
No, the funniest part, I still didn't look up dude's name, but he was like, when he tweeted like 3 days later, he's like, I cannot believe the audacity of people sink so low. Now everyone has to see my dick all over the internet. No one knew who it was.
You just wanted us.
By the way, that's my dick she's slobbering on.
We're not giving you any credit, dude, like because that shit was bad. Yeah. You should be embarrassed yourself.
Yeah, you should. That's like not even something you could look at later and get yourself off to. That's something you wake up like when your head's right and you're like, delete.
Brandy said, you can't even masturbate to it.
No.
Fuck no.
That's like I said, you're too concerned. You're like, that dude's never going to get off.
Plus, it's hard.
Yeah.
Is this it? By the time you get it up, the video's ending.
The good part's got to be coming up, right?
And her nipples are huge. And
oh my gosh.
When your nipples are that big, you don't get them pierced. I feel like it just brings more attention to you. Yeah.
Some people like that.
That's like if you have a tiny dick and you got it pierced.
Surely someone likes that. I don't know who.
But...
Oh no. No.
Don't do
not
that.
The keychain.
But as like I said earlier, you always expect, sorry, but you always expect women like her that like I said, like Amber Rose, her, and I know there's like five and I can't think of any more than just them two. Yeah, I know. But what I'm getting at is you always just like, when something like that comes out, you're like, oh, gotta see it. Because you know, you're just like, if all these famous rappers that are gazillionaires all have date, they're dating like the same five chicks, there's gotta be something to that. But I don't think it's, I always thought it was the sex. Like, you know, I've been, you just know that she could probably take it. And then, no, obviously not. Like, everyone that's come out's been garbage.
But they put on that persona where...
She can take it. She just don't give it back.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
She's like, bitch, I can take it.
You can take whatever you want to dish out. But, right. Mm. But, it's like you, but, like I said, you expect it to be good. I've gotten now where I don't. Now, especially after that. That confirmed it. There's like, it's like, yeah. It's like, but there are some people, though, that like Rihanna. Like, you just, you, if Rihanna come out and had a sex tape that was just total garbage.
We would all be upset.
I'd take a day off work. Like.
We're upset about that.
Yeah.
RJ's was clearly far made fucking the whole Kardashian family famous shit.
Who?
Ray J.
It made Ray J's music jump up because people were like, who the fuck is this? Maybe he's good. He's fucking Kim Kardashian. I thought that was a whack video too.
I never saw that.
That's basically her. It looks like she's just staring and like she's looking at you. Is what's weird. Like she's looking at
you. She wants to make it good for everyone.
It looks like it was before its time, but you're waiting on like the dog filter to pop up. Like, little cat ears, you know, with the little nose. You see bitches all the time.
We know.
They take a video and like just kind of look back and forth at what.
Open your mouth and it licks.
I'm glad when that passes.
Back to Rihanna. So, this guy got arrested for stalking her. He broke in her house. She wasn't home. He broke in her house.
Thank God she wasn't home. Nobody wants a stalker right here.
He disarmed the security system. Damn. I'm not sure the details on that. Apparently, unpacked his bag, plugged up his phone.
He's moving in.
He was there for like a full day waiting on her before they caught him.
Bitch, I never coming home from Barbados.
Oh my god!
My god, he unpacked his bag and
plugged
up his phone.
Can you imagine being the worker who works there? Probably in her room, and they don't ever go in there because she's not even there. They come in there, and this motherfucker is just like
chilling,
got his suitcase open, probably in his
like,
socks.
He's in a wife beater and some
basketball shorts.
No, but apparently...
With his dirty ass socks up in the bed watching TV.
Roll some Nike slides.
Yeah. So apparently he told police that he was there to have sex, but assured them that he wasn't going to use force.
I know, she's probably got a thing against people getting too forceful. So I already thought about it.
I just thought that was too funny.
Yeah, that shows you how crazy people are.
I know.
I've heard several of those, like, famous people talking about having stalkers, and she's not the first or the last woman superstar.
I'm surprised me and Brandy don't know stalkers that we know of.
They're famous.
Bitch, I'm a little plenty of
things. Yeah, Brandy might have some, but...
Oh, I can tell you about my bad Tinder date.
Yes, we want to hear that.
Yeah, so there's this girl I met. Yeah, cheers. This girl I met on Tinder, we started talking, and of course, you know, a lot of people are on Tinder. I mean, most people don't get on there to find their next husband.
The love of their life.
It's not, I've never heard of any successful relationship that starts out with, well, we met on Tinder.
I know one. Josh and Jessica.
Oh, shit.
What? They started on Tinder?
Yeah.
By the way, Josh and Jessica, that is fucking hilarious.
We're just name dropping.
I will remember that. I'll be texting you later.
How did I not know that?
Yeah, girl.
That's funny. But anyway, so it happens. They have a baby now.
Yeah.
Engaged.
Yeah, congratulations.
Engaged, yes. We love y'all.
Woo!
Anyway.
But other than y'all. Yeah,
the rest of the Missouri. Yeah. Anyway, so I start talking to this girl. We were talking about going on a date, and... Of course, like, I was like, fuck that. At some point, I was just like, you know, you just want to, like, come by here, and I'll come out. Like, you know, I mean, she was, like, on her way home from work or something like that. And she was like, yeah, I'll stop by. I was like, cool, we'll just holler at me when you get here. I'll come outside, and we'll smoke a bowl or whatever. She's like, okay. So the whole time, I'm like, I'm...
How romantic.
That's like the new first date. The new pickup line.
It's like a pre-date.
Hey, that'll get me every time. I'm like, yes.
That's a pre-date right there.
I'll sit in the car and smoke
with
you, yeah.
That's a pre-date. That's not a real date. That's like a...
Get the feel. It's
true. Yeah.
It's the hood pickup line. Instead of like, you want to go out to dinner or movie?
Yeah,
you
want to come
smoke one in my car?
I would rather you have smoke with me than go out to eat with you.
I'm not even
going
to have her in my house to start with. I don't know who the fuck this is.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'll come outside, we'll smoke a bowl. You know, that way if you're fucking weird or...
You do attract crazy ass bitches.
Yeah. Well, so, still perfect record. So,
still perfect record.
Yeah, so girl shows up and she was all right. I mean, she was cool. She's really pretty. And we wound up like making out and shit in her car. And then she starts blowing me. So I was like, dude, screw this. I was like, I just like bent her over her seat. We got finished. We sat back down, talked for like another few minutes. I smoked the rest of that bowl. And I was like, oh, see you later. I was like, I'll call you tomorrow.
See you later.
Yeah, like I'll call you tomorrow or sometime. It was like Wednesday night when this happened. So I was like, I'll call you tomorrow or Friday. We'll set something up for this weekend. Well, the next day, the bitch is calling me and it's like, I don't know, 12:30? It's like right after lunch. This is like a work day. Most people would be at work. I mean, I'm not, but
you should assume people are.
Yeah, or at least doing something that's not...
Busy.
Thinking about... I don't know. So, she calls me, and I don't answer. And I was like, I'll just call her back at her later. Well, like an hour goes by, and she calls me again. Well, now I don't want to answer, because... You can't even just wait long enough for me. It's the middle of the day.
Bitch, I said I would call you.
As far as she's concerned, I was busy at work or something.
I mean, yeah.
And so that was it. I never heard anything back from her. I want to fall asleep in the afternoon. My phone starts calling me again. It's like 9 o'clock at night. And it's a number I don't recognize.
Oh, no.
And I don't know why I answered.
Brandy's like, we don't answer those.
Yeah, I normally don't. Oh, no. I don't know why I answered this one. And I was just like, hello. She's like, hey, is this Spencer? And I was like, yeah. She's like, well, let me tell you something, nigga. You're going to answer the phone. I'm just quoting. This isn't me saying this. She was like, you're going to answer the phone for my best friend. You're just going to fuck my girl and then leave her out to dry like that?
Like, bitch, me and Brandy don't even do that to each other.
I was like, what do you want? I was like, are you fucking kidding me? And also, at this point, I'm like, what are you going to tell your friend? Like, hey, all right, he going to call now. Like, I threatened. She was like, I'll show up at your house and make a scene. So immediately, I'm like, should have met that girl somewhere else besides at home.
Yeah.
But I was already at home. And so now I'm like, make a scene. What? Okay, so I was like, let's play this out. I said this on the phone. I was like, let's play this out. So your friend will feel better if I call her back now after you've called and threatened to show up and make a scene, whatever that is.
Like,
she's like, she's like, I'm not playing. I was like, I'll keep that in mind. Thank you. And I just hung up the phone. Well, then the other girl starts tries to call me two more times. And she's leaving, and she leaves me a voicemail telling me how fucked up I am, and... What?
Bitch, we met on Tinder, and you gave me head the first night. What do you mean?
You fucked me the first night. What do you mean? Yeah.
That's what Tinder's for, and then you move on.
I don't have Tinder anymore. I got off it right then.
Brandy's moved on from Tinder now.
Right.
Let's stick to Facebook now.
She says plenty of fish is where it's at.
Bitch, and plenty of fish is way too much. I woke up with like 50 fucking messages.
She made it.
Because there's like, how much stuff do they really need to know about me? There's like 9,000 questions.
She was telling me that.
Hey, when you get up in the morning, do you like put your left sock on first or your right?
Do you piss or brush your teeth first?
Yeah. I was like, Sadie's, this is so fucking much.
Yeah, always.
To
God, everyone
can't hold
does.
It through.
Sure. Yeah.
I woke up because I'm about to blow. Yeah. I mean, that's how it goes, isn't it?
Yeah, that's
but you just attract people like that.
I don't know, but
then I had a stalker on then.
This has been since the night before last.
Literally, it's been like 2 days, and I already have a fucking stalker.
Well, it's funny she started off like it's just. Like, this is something that happened a long time ago. She's like that one time? You're like, yeah, like yesterday?
No, she made her Plenty of Fish account the day before, the night before last.
It
yesterday.
Got flooded.
Yes, she gets up at like 3 and calls me, and she's like, girl, I got like 40 messages.
I was trying to complete my bio.
Yeah. But some of them talk crazy.
On there. I'm like, I'm unemployed. I got a broke leg. And they're still like, what up, sexy? And I'm like, what?
But Twinkie was getting mad that she didn't want to hang out yesterday. It wasn't even that.
Talking about, oh, you're not bullshitting. You're not bullshitting. Then found my snap and was like.
How did you find that? From your phone number?
I didn't put my number on there.
Email maybe.
He's a stalker.
Yeah. He's a fucking stalker.
Dude, that's like code red. You don't know nothing about me except my name, and you already found my Snapchat.
And she was just like y'all just met today. And she's like, well, I got some stuff going on tonight. I'll hit you up when I'm done. And he's already freaking out.
Hey, are you done?
Talking about, oh, but you're going to bullshit. I already know. And I was like,
well, if you already know, saying that one time and being like, ha ha, well, that would have been a totally different story.
No. He's crazy. Yeah. He kept on
all day.
I've never understood men that get mad.
They're
like,
then I'll fucking
tell
you
what up, sexy. What up, sexy? Let me see them titties. No? Well, fuck you then, whore.
You bitch.
You were not fucking cute, no way.
Yeah. I didn't want to see them.
Should have been done showing them titties.
So you're just that desperate
that
you didn't
love. Used to freak out.
Oh my god!
Yeah.
What is that saying? What is that saying about him? It was like, oh my god, I can't believe I can't remember.
He's a suitor.
And he did that to literally every girl in Cheatham County, myself included, Brandy included.
After like twice, you should have done the aggressive thing.
I am fucking Sebastian still. Sebastian still fucking does it.
We're gonna say their last name.
They blast those motherfuckers.
I've blocked you at least 15 times, and you just continuously
I never do it. His girlfriend does the same thing.
And his girlfriend fucking does it. I'm like, bitch, I don't even want to fuck you, nigga.
At all. In any type of way.
I definitely don't want to fuck you.
I've never thought about those two things in the same sentence.
Oh, no. I'm like, oh, no.
No, but there was...
If I'm going to fuck a bitch, then at least give me some dick in there somewhere.
No, either way, that's... It's just people like, that raise...
I'm concerned with all the wrong reasons.
Yeah.
We're over here talking about how crazy she is. She's like, and I get no dick.
She's
like, I didn't want. I said no crazy, not no dick.
Crazy with the dick is one thing.
It's like that meme. Yeah. It's like, if the dick is trash, I'm calling the cops.
Like, I'm not talking about a drug dealer.
And his girlfriend's the same way?
Yes.
And she was doing the same thing, making
calls. She has done that. They have both did that to me.
What are they trying to get y'all, like, do a three-way or something?
Sebastian just talks about what the fuck ever. And one time, I tried to be fucking, like, nice to him, like, hey, how you doing?
You can't never do that.
Okay, why did... That was
the
That was like the first profile. And then 25 profiles later, I'm like, nigga,
dude,
I can't.
Leave me alone. Like,
you're having to make a bunch of email addresses for all these profiles.
What a pain in the ass. You gotta get profiles.
Yeah, that's...
It's like Sebastian Steel Creeper 101. Sebastian Steel Creeper 102.
So, all the way up to 25.
His
email rings alarms.
Yeah. I'm just like, I don't understand that. That's weird.
I can't do that.
Yeah, that's a little much. I don't know how I got there.
Yeah, we are way off our topic.
We're way off.
Adam, where you at, though?
Welcome in him back now after that. He's
but
like, you don't want my number? Well, then go kill yourself.
Yeah. Seriously, no. Seriously. I remember
being... I snapped on him.
I remember being, like, maybe 17, and he was messaging me. I knew his sister. Like, his sister's really cool.
Yeah.
I was cool with her. Well, I remember him messaging me, and I'm, like, drunk and, like, 16. Not messaging him like that, I promise. Because
I don't care what you meant.
I want everyone to care what I meant. I want to make it clear. So he's like, anyway, so he's trying to fuck or whatever. And we're all, it was like me and like two other people. We're all like, dude, fuck no. And he's like, well, I'm about to call the cops on y'all for drinking underage.
What?
It was always something so serious. Or be like, Why do you think I'm so ugly? Or why do you not find me sexually attractive? And he would, like, keep asking. If you would just not answer, he would just keep asking. Like, he was so, like, obsessed with knowing why you didn't want to.
Yeah, I lost my mind
over that. Apparently he did.
Jeffrey Dahmer number two.
I'm saying I lost my mind.
Oh, you.
I lost my
Everyone had to have. Like, dude, you had to have everybody's big brother's upset right now.
Ain't there a big brother around here that likes you, dude?
But I haven't heard nothing about him in like 10 years.
Because he's out of people to try to talk to now. Yeah. Like, you exhaust your options really fast in Ashland City.
Exhausted.
And everyone's like, ugh.
You got about 6 to 10 people that you do, and then you got about 5 more that if I was drunk, maybe. And then after that, it's
Slim Pickens.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean,
if you ain't got labeled 1 through 15, you're done there.
1 through 15.
Yeah, you're done.
And it's more than that. There was like a whole meme.
Because now everybody knows you struck out too.
There was a meme about him, and it rhymed, and it was hilarious, and I wish I knew what it said.
I've seen like 55 memes over
him. A local person. That's hilarious.
Dude, you're like infamous.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, no, everyone. Great. Yeah, everyone can say the same thing.
Alright, so.
Go ahead, buddy.
Anyways.
Let's hit these topics again.
Joe Jackson, rest in peace. I ain't heard much about him.
I heard a little bit. I heard that he got kicked out of heaven because he showed up with a belt.
Damn.
I don't
get it.
Oh.
He was like, what?
It's like a belt, like a title? No, I get it now.
Yeah, I mean, we could say all that.
No, I don't like bashing people, that,
well,
especially they just died.
It's hard.
But I read it.
Yeah, apparently a lot of people have stuff to say like that.
Yeah.
Because Tito's son, Taj Jackson, tweeted, "Disgusted by some of the comments I'm reading about my grandpa Joe by those who didn't even know him. Please don't regurgitate what you were spoon-fed by the press. Joe was loved by our entire family, and our hearts are in pain. Let us grieve without the nastiness."
Well, as much as it's hard to admit, he's probably the biggest reason why they're all famous.
I mean, yeah. He definitely is, I'm sure.
At least Michael and Janet.
That doesn't make it okay.
Everybody loves the Jackson family.
Yeah.
everybody has sung the ABC song. If you don't know that song, then...
The ABC song.
You don't know nothing.
Your parents struck out. You never heard...
No, I had a cheerleading routine to that song.
I know. I've heard all of them. Mercedes had Jock Jams.
On cassette.
On cassette tape.
I think it was volume two. Hilarious.
What about Best Buy cutting out CD sales now?
Yeah, that was as of June 30th.
June 30th. No more buying CDs.
So that's a thing of the past. Which I already thought was a thing, but now it's official.
Do y'all remember the little,
Yes.
It was like a little, not a, like a Jumpman or whatever, but it only had one song. You saw the little, like,
yes, it's like a tiny CD.
I still have one.
Yeah. Are you serious?
Yeah.
What are they called?
I still have a Britney Spears one.
They were big when
like
I was young.
Mini CD thing?
Yeah,
but it's like a little
thing. And it has like a keychain on it.
Yeah.
It's like one song.
We only get one song per.
It's one song.
And they're probably, I mean, it was just.
I know I've got Hit Me Baby One More Time in here.
Let me look through these keychains.
The other side. Oops, I did it again.
Yeah. That was, I love that scene.
Side A and B.
I still have one that's so funny. I still have a Game
Boy.
Did
you have one?
No, I didn't have one. My sister had one, though.
I don't even know if I had one. I'm sure, I think I did. I know Cassidy had one. Our little sister. She had one.
I had Tamagotchis.
Oh,
that's hilarious. We're all the same age, and y'all are all like, no, I never had one. My little sister did, and I'm like, yeah.
I had one. I had like four. It's okay.
I think Cassidy had one.
I know she did. I think I did. I'm pretty sure I did. But I know I had Britney Spears.
I definitely had Britney Spears.
NSYNC.
Backstreet Boys.
Yeah, I was more of an NSYNC girl.
We had Larger Than Life on cassette tape. I heard it every fucking day on the way to school for about 3 years, it seemed like.
Yeah. Also, Christina Aguilera. Yeah.
I had a poster of her and Britney Spears and the Spice Girls.
I had an NSYNC poster.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
I had a young Britney Spears poster.
And Chingy.
Come through a waterfall.
Chingy.
Chingy.
I love Chingy. Yeah. I had the biggest crush on Chingy.
I remember saying he's got the Burn album by Usher on CD.
Oh, I used to get the Now CDs.
Everyone got the Now.
Like one through 80.
Now 563.
Like now, it started out as like once a year.
Do they still make
now.
Those?
What, now? Yeah.
But you can't buy them at Best Buy no more.
No. You have to Spotify it.
Yeah.
Who's out there like now? Newest now?
I'm about to look at the
Anybody
last one.
Anybody ever listened to 107.5 has heard the entire Now album. They do it like 2 or 3 times a year now.
I used to ask for one every single fucking year for Christmas.
That's because at first
they were the
swimming.
Best.
It was like the hits of the year. Now it's like the hits this past quarter. It is.
That's
and there'll be like 2 or 3 songs in there you've never even fucking heard.
Now 100.
Oh, yes. Look, the newest one was Now 100.
It's probably like the Millennium Edition. Now that would be 1,000. We passed the century.
I think that was this year.
Yeah, they did 100. So see, now I remember.
But when did they start though?
Now, back in like 99 or 2000, because the
Not
first Now CD had Usher on it, and it was that song.
Confessions.
I'm gonna have it. No, that was like his second or third album.
Talking about the 7 o'clock on the dot.
No, not that one either. It's
the yeah.
No, that's Confessions. That's off that CD.
That was like my first celebrity crush.
Usher.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
I can't believe I'm drawing such a blank. I'm like waiting on Mercedes to stop
I'm
typing.
So I
can... It's a song about him being in love. Hang up and call him right back.
That wasn't Confessions?
No.
My Way?
No, that's...
That's his first album, My Way. It's on there.
It looked like it.
You talking about the... Shit. make you want to leave the one you're with? Or
well, yeah, well, you make start me want us on that album, though.
I love that one, too.
That one, actually, that might actually be the one I'm talking about.
I was, like, too young to understand albums at that point, so I don't have them in my head that way.
Yeah, that was it. You make me want to. Actually, that's not the song I'm thinking of, but I'm maybe just having an Usher brain fart at the moment. Yeah. What else here? Toys R Us closed. For good.
I was sad. I heard that.
I think that's sad for everyone.
Poor kids.
Of course, when I told Reed that, he's like, that shit's so fucking expensive. They wasn't going
to. I mean, it is. I can't tell you the last time I've been there to
but
buy.
I've never been looking for a toy and it not been in.
If it's still sad. I mean, that's.
When we were younger, like maybe like 10, 11, 12, if you couldn't find a video game anywhere else, Toys R Us had it.
Yep.
And they'd have the Nintendo 64 that just came out.
Is that where we got that?
No, Ma bought it from like some woman at Food Lion or
what?
Something like that.
Are you serious?
No, that was Star Fox, the video game.
Dude,
she bought Star Fox from a woman at like, no, was it Kemp's?
It was Kemp's.
Yeah, she just had it and I don't remember what the deal was. I'm sure she probably bought it and quickly was like, I need this money. And sold it to Ma. I remember Ma came up, she's like, look what I got.
That's funny that Ma would buy it that way.
Whatever, Ma hooked me up with video games.
No.
She doesn't buy like a whole lot, but there's always, you know how kids are. Every like few months, there's one video game out that you really want.
Gotta have it.
Yeah, you know, and
like
she.
GoldenEye, man.
She, I had GoldenEye.
Dude, GoldenEye.
I had like Mario, GoldenEye, Call Mario Kart.
My first.
Star I still Fox, have Mario Kart.
My Smash first Brothers, and Smash only Brothers. Game that I played was.
Catwoman.
No, I didn't play that one.
With the little...
But no, it was Mario. It was Mario. On the 64.
Yeah. It's just what? It's called Mario.
You didn't
it
play
was just Mario?
Mario 64. That's what it's called.
I know. Okay, well, that's what it was.
Who's the little...
I played that for years.
Yeah. Who's the little fox? That.
Crash Bandicoot.
Yeah.
Crash Bandicoot.
Oh,
yes.
Man, I had that, too. Yeah. You had to have that, like... No, it was Donkey Kong. Donkey Kong. You had to buy the expansion pack thing so it would even play it.
Dude, Donkey Kong was...
I had the Pikachu game. It was supposed to be the first game you could talk to them. Come with the mic. It's stuck in the back, man. Of course, it was trash. I'm like, Pikachu, go to sleep. Go to sleep. Go to sleep. Go to sleep. It's like talking to a Furby.
Oh, those things were crazy.
They wake up in the middle of the night and you're like, fuck!
Yeah, that's crazy. Who would buy their kid that?
No, well, now a Furby would probably get up and get you a beer or something.
Yeah. Furby,
give me
roll
a
me a blunt.
That'd be sweet because I still can't roll.
Bless your heart.
I know. I told somebody that on the phone the other day. She's like, ah! What a loser.
That's
I mean,
loser.
I can roll one in a pinch.
I remember one time ever seeing you roll a blunt. I was probably like 15. And you were like, don't look at me. I mean, it was smokable. It wasn't bad.
No, I mean.
But she was real not confident about it.
I remember in high school trying to roll one on the back deck. And I was like, screw this. Let's just smoke it out of
a can. I mean.
Let's just smoke it out of a can.
Well, that's all you have.
I just had to do it once, and that was it.
I know. Out of an apple?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Have you ever smoked out of the ground? An earth bong?
No.
I have.
Boy, talk about never. No,
dude, what about fucking
like, we don't
cartons.
Even have a can. We gotta smoke out the ground. It was cool, though. I mean, it tasted very earthy.
No
but
shit. It was probably half. Like,
it was cool. I felt very... One with
stupid.
The earth about it. Now, yeah.
Looking back, yeah.
But it was still cool. It
what
was
about
cool.
Fucking Carmen's little bag bong?
Oh,
what, with the bread?
God,
yes. Yeah, the bread bag. And this old man, God rest his soul.
God love him.
William. He was this old man that lived at Carmen's. It was like her stepdad's friend.
Yeah.
And he would always get us alcohol and shit. Well, every time, he didn't have nothing better to do, but every time we took him to the store 2 seconds away, we had to buy him something to drink. So we fucked with him all the time just because he was that type of person. So every time he would hit that bong, Carmen would like
fill
punch
it completely
it,
up.
Where it just like, and one time
his throat.
He started coughing and choking so bad, he coughed a loogie up in the floor.
Poor man's dying.
I know, and he was just like, we all loved him, but he was nasty. Like, God bless him. He was nasty. And so, just
did
the big ass loogie on the,
I was going to say, you're talking loogie.
But
yeah,
like, I'll never forget that. He coughed up a big ass loogie on the
floor. He's in his fell over right then.
Loogie on the floor. Oh, God. Yeah, but.
I've been there. I remember one of the first times I hung out at Reed's house. I was with Ben. Ben was like, all right, we're going over to Reed's. We're going to drink margaritas. Well, when I get there.
At Reed's?
Yeah. So at this time, I'm like 16. So Reed's like 18. He might have just got out of high school. So we go over there. He's like, hey, do you smoke weed, Spence? It's like, yeah.
Yeah.
At the time, I just started. But I'm already like, yeah, I'm trying to be cool. Nikki's there with LA. Like, yeah. Like, yeah, yeah. So, yeah, he was like, well, if I kept you stoned all night, could you, like, skip out on margaritas? I don't have that much tequila left. And I was like, oh, yeah, sure. Because back then, you know, I could smoke just a little bit and be fucking blistered, like, all night. So he goes in there and he's like, I got you hooked up, man. He's got like this dro, which was back before like I'd ever even seen dro. Like all I've seen is Cheatham County regular weed.
Yeah.
Like,
some booty brown.
Yeah, I'm still picking seeds and shit out.
Like, a bunch of seeds.
Yeah. Like,
55 seeds later.
I would send pictures of seeds to people. Like, look at all these seeds you gave me.
Right. So he goes in there, he like opens this jar up. It's got that Cali weed in it. I've never seen anything that you could just like throw off in the grinder and
but don't finish it off.
And they pack a double pipe. It's got like two bowls on it, and he packs both of them. He's like, "But we're gonna, you gotta smoke it all right now." I was like, "Okay, I'll do my best. I'm gonna die here. Like, I'm coughing off of that booty brown." So he's like firing both bowls at the same time while I hit it. I'm like, what? Whatever. Well, I'm like, it seemed like an eternity back then, but it was probably like 2 minutes later. I'm in the fucking floor, like, just staring at the ceiling. I was like, I can't smoke anymore, man. It hurts. He's like, come on, man, keep going. So he was like, I'll just fire one bowl at a time now. And I was like, okay, so I'll smoke all that bowl. Oh, my God. You talking about, like, first off, I thought I was dying. Like, I coughed up a bunch of shit, too. But, I mean, I made it to the toilet. But I couldn't even, like, stand. I just laid there. They were like, come on, man, let's go up on the deck. And I was like, I'll be up there in a minute. And
I'm just, like, I'll be up there in a minute.
Laying on his carpet.
Don't worry about me. That's funny.
Yeah, well, that's hilarious. The bag bomb, though, that's that's old school.
It was, and that's what was our favorite thing to smoke out of. She had all type of shit. Hers
like
was the house to go to.
More than a bag bomb.
Yeah, I mean, the gravity bong is the first time, not the first time I smoked out of one, but that's the first time Mom knew that I was high. Because I was hitting a gravity bong, like, I hit it like 5 or 6 times before I went to her house. It may not. It was at least 4 or 5 times. And I got to Mom's, and we were just chilling, watching TV, and all of a sudden she looked at me, and she was like, are you high? And I just started laughing, and I'm like, what? Am I high? Like, She's
are
like,
you high?
I know you are. No, I was like, no. She was like, do you swear? I was like, yes. Do you swear on my life? No.
Oh.
She was like, you better get in there and put some eye drops in before you're still bouncing.
Oh, I thought I was going to be in trouble.
I'm like, oh, cool. You're just kind of mad.
You're good. I got 5 minutes left.
But, yeah. So, ever since then, we've been cool about it.
That's hilarious.
But it
I would hit that little bread
bong. The bread bag.
And I would be like,
bread bong.
The bread bong.
Or what the fuck ever. And I would hit it literally like
Yeah, yeah.
I could barely ever get the whole thing.
You get it all the way in there. It's like stale.
And you're dying.
Yeah. You smoked out of a gravity bomb made out of a 2 liter.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about. With the pot and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I had at the house. That's what I had at the house, and the sheriffs busted our party.
With a pot? We used like a tea thing.
I didn't have to use that. I like took a 2 liter, cut it in half.
Yeah, but you have to put it in something. Is what he's talking about. We used that.
I put it in the sink.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, we just had a pot because we were outside doing it.
Yeah, we were in the garage. Yeah, we had. That will get you faster than anything.
Yeah. I couldn't even imagine smoking now. My anxiety would be through the roof.
You remember the first high? Like, your first time ever smoking weed?
Yep.
Yeah, I was Ben Jones, not behind my daddy's house. Where were you?
I was on a couch. I had broken my collarbone.
And, God.
That's a good time to
go. Yeah. Yeah.
My roommate, Zach, he's the biggest hippie like me. He sits there and he was like, you know, for a painkiller, I got something for you. And he brings out this bong that was like a foot tall and just like giant bottom to it. You know, I'd never smoked before, so we sit there and smoke together. And I remember at first I was loving it, but then about 10 minutes in, I remember I could feel my heart beating. And I was tripping, man. Like,
this is getting high.
What the hell is going on? Am I dying?
It actually took me a long time to actually like start tripping. Like, I had smoked for years before I started feeling like,
I'll never forget. That was one morning, I was like, Mercedes, you want to go to school late? Like, we'll go to
Is that when we smoked the fake shit?
So, no. Oh. So, we got done. That shit wasn't even out yet. No, so we go over to Reed's house, and he gets up, and we were smoking a blunt.
That was the first time I was ever late to school.
We smoked a blunt. We only missed, like, first period.
I was in, like, 8th grade.
Yeah, you were young. And we go back to, or we're on our way to school, and I was like, you good, Sage? She's like, yeah. And I look over, and she's like, this.
Moving my hands. Moving
her fingers back and forth. Like, I was like, what's wrong? She's like, I can't feel my hands.
I had to sign myself in. I'm like, shaking. And she's
like, I know.
And had to go to pee. I had to go to pee as soon as I saw this one. I mean, yeah, but I was just like, I remember I think it was Brittany. Brittany was like, what's wrong with you? I'm like, nothing, because Spencer was like, don't tell anybody.
No.
So I'm even to my best friends, I'm like, nothing, I'm fine. It's like, girl, something's wrong.
Like, y'all were too young for me to just be like, yeah, you can tell them, but.
Right, right.
Of course, like, fast, like.
No,
fast
I told forward, her, I told her.
Fast forward like a year or so, here I am smoking with all of them on the way to school now.
Oh,
that's
man.
So
good times. I miss that.
It was good times. Brittany talks about it all the time. Every time I see her.
I love her. Love you, Brittany.
Yeah, I'll smoke home with you and I'll see you again.
Yeah. She hasn't smoked in a long time.
I smoked recently in like 5 years. One time, hit the blunt like twice and cleaned my entire fucking house. I was so like anxious. Like, I just wish I wasn't high.
Let me do something.
While you're at it,
you're like, this motherfucker just won't get me.
I was so anxious, like, oh shit, hell no.
Wiping the baseboards down. That's
I'm serious. I like, yeah. It was a bad time.
All right, guys, it's been fun to do this another week.
It's been real and it's been fun, but it ain't been real fun.
We'll see you again next week. Thanks, guys.
Y'all have a good night.
Bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.